5909 or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free 877-875-5909 or go to mdtopical.com.
The Southeast U.S. and parts of the Southern Mid-Atlantic still getting pummeled by a winter storm that's dumped huge amounts of snow and ice. It's also led to the cancellation of over 1,000 air flights, and about 350,000 people are without power in the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Virginia. A different kind of cold weather story as radio stations nationwide are trying to figure out if they should be playing the song Baby, It's Cold Outside. Deanna Martin is the daughter of singer Dean Martin, who famously recorded the song, but now a Cleveland station has pulled it from its playlist after complaints about the alleged sexual harassment content that some people hear in the lyrics.
I tweeted, "I think this is crazy. What do you think?" And then all of a sudden it went viral.
More
people were for it. They were saying, this is madness. You know, we've gone insane now.
She was speaking to NBC News. A Denver station polled its listeners, and 93% of them said they should keep playing that song. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is supporting $750 billion in defense spending, and that would be higher than the $733 billion request that the Pentagon's expected to make for the 2020 fiscal year. Earlier this fall, President Trump told all cabinet officials to cut their budgets by 5%, but he suggested that the military would not face that sort of cut. Reuters reporting Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke with President Trump in the past few days about what the Pentagon chief views as the risks of a flat defense budget. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says there are no signs now of an imminent U.S. recession. On CBS's Face the Nation, Christine Lagarde says she sees no signs of a recession in the near term based on the information that the IMF has at this moment. But she does say if there are more tensions, like what's happening between the United States and China, investors will start to worry and wonder where they should put their money. She adds there is no threat in the short term, as its forecast is still for economic growth of about 3.7%, which Lagarde says isn't bad. And Ralph Breaks the Internet's the number one film in North America for the third straight week, the Disney feature earning about $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, we have local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com, Flemington area. We've got 38 degrees outside right now. High will get near 40 today. Clear on the overnight, low in the low 20s. It cooled down last night, too. Tuesday, sunny, high near 40. Again, Tuesday night, low in the 20s. Repeat, that looks like Wednesday is about the same. Cloudy up a little bit on Thursday. Similar temperatures, highs in the upper 30s, lows at night in the 20s. Chance of rain on Friday or snow or sleet, depending on where we sit temp-wise. Likely Friday night rain, 70% chance after 8 p.m. And again on Saturday, rain likely cloudy with a high near 51 into Saturday night, into Sunday. So clear week and rainy weekend or some kind of precept. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Hey, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. I'm your host, Bill Kinslow, chef here at Jake's in Flemington, New Jersey for 28 years. Still happy to serve the community. So, one holiday's over. Hanukkah's ended, but Christmas season is full swing. And I guess Christmas meal, well, maybe next week we'll give you some hints about that. Always another nice reason to get together. And with our family, we kind of took a lot of the gift exchange out of the picture for the day. We just try to get together and have a long, leisurely, conversation-filled meal. But, of course, if there's little kids involved, you've got a little different story. You've got a lot more excitement going on, right? Christmas Eve, traditionally, for Italian Americans at least, Feast of the Seven Fishes, originated in southern Italy, I think. And the number seven, don't know how significant that was in the beginning. Seems to work out right. Restaurants may be credited maybe with coming up seven, but any number will do. You like seafood. As chefs, we love seafood. Very quick to cook. So for restaurant service, or not cook it at all, in case of raw bar, right, or in sashimi. But the time really is best spent in buying, purchasing, sourcing the right product, making sure its quality is good, making sure the freshness, or if you're using frozen, make sure that it's been handled well. Frozen seafood isn't bad. It's very safe, very good nutritionally, a little textural difference, but depending on what you're doing with it and where you are, how easy it is to get things. You know, sometimes most shrimp, unless you're near the coasts or where shrimp are harvested, you're going to get frozen shrimp anyway. And remember, and seafood markets are good now. They label anything that's been previously frozen. So even if the shrimp is thawed out, defrosted some of the seafood, and again, certain areas of the country, shipping or even seasonally. I mean, it is a harvested, still one of those wild harvested products there, although there is a lot of farm-raised out there, and that also has to be noted if fish or seafood's been farm-raised. And you can make your decisions from there. There's good farm-raised fish, and then there's some that may be a little questionable, some of the practices. So like any domesticated product, whether it's other proteins, meats, poultry, vegetables, I think Americans, well, and Europeans have been interested for a while, obviously, but we're looking for the how the food was raised. You know, sometimes the quickest way or the easiest way is not always the best way in the long run, whether it's something we're ingesting or effect on the environment. So you can vote with your pocketbook and buy products that you believe in. And it's all out there. You know, no reason to settle anymore. So if you're going to a supermarket, of course, the variety is somewhat are mainstream. If you want, if you're going for this seven fishes, the traditional, some of the seafood is things that you would not normally find, even in many restaurants. You know, you've got anchovies, sardines, you've got probably maybe some octopus, you've got some underutilized species, which I like those. I like the flavor of them. And again, cooking can be very simple. It's really getting the right product to start with that will make a big difference.
I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run.
So, and you think about it, the seven fishes, you can do an Italian theme, or there's many other cultural ways to do, from different cultures, different cuisines, I should say, that you could do with this. You could mix them in. I don't think it would be a bad idea, especially if you like, you know, if you like sushi, for example. Why not include that as part of your feast? Or if you like ceviche, or if you like, you know, a French bouillabaisse, any preparations. I think, again, traditional Italian, very good. You can still get a good variety. And you decide, you know, if you're going to serve all the fish at once or if you're going to do it in courses. Some restaurants do courses. I think at least break it up into two or three courses is kind of nice. At the restaurant at Jake's, we'll do a pasta mainly for just it's ease of service. It's kind of like a cioppino, a tomato-based, although we do it anyway, guests want it. They want it in what we call a white sauce, either olive oil and white wine or butter and white wine. But we'll do a variety of between fish and shellfish, and you want something that's not going to overpower the fish. You know, we'll have our clams and mussels in there. Of course, gives you a nice broth to work with. Some shellfish, shrimp and scallops, maybe a half a lobster tail, some kind of fairly firm fish fillet. Swordfish, steakfish works well. Mahi works ideally. But even a nice chunk of halibut or cod. Halibut's been a little pricey lately, so I don't know if would warrant that. Cod is a little bit flaky, but something firmer to hold up as you're braising. And we'll start with the shellfish, of course, and then we'll finish it with a fried component, the fried calamari on top. So we like that little crunch on top of a pasta. It could be, but it could be popcorn shrimp. It could be, I like one of the elements at least fried. And, you know, it's a nice, satisfying meal. A little bit lighter tomato. It's not a heavy, thick red sauce. More with the broth, about the broth and the wine and the herbs. Something just to complement the seafood. But you could do, an all-in-one wouldn't be too bad, but there's other things that this feast would lend itself to. At first, and you're eating a little bit lighter. If you're going to have a big roast on Christmas Day, it makes sense to have something light the night before. And it doesn't have to be all smothered in butter or hollandaise or very rich sauces. In fact, a lot of the preparations should be relatively simple. Just a little bit of like vinaigrette if it's a salad, or olive oil. I mean, butter's not terrible, but you don't need a thick cream sauce or anything like that. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back and see how we approach the Feast of the Seven Fishes at Chef Bill's Table.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Chef Bill's Table here at WHCRDB, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Radio. So Feast of Seven Fishes, or any fishes, right? Fishes, however you want to say it. So the all-in-one pasta is great, and how we do it, of course, we stage what we're cooking, depending on how long it takes to cook. Again, it will fry the calamari topper separately. Use fresh linguine with it, and there you have it. But a platter would also be something nice. And trying to think of what you could put on one or two plates that might cover, I don't know, five or seven dishes. In most restaurants, of course, any seafood restaurant, you could eat that way. We've done that. My brothers and I were at Legal Seafoods years ago, but we went with a round of cold seafood appetizers and then a round of hot appetizers and then had some dinner. And we experienced quite a few varieties there. And you could do that, I mean, even at a restaurant at Jake's, it's the menu is about 40% seafood. Very possible to, especially if you're with a group, to get some shares to start and then go on from there. Oftentimes you'll have even a fish combo on special with shrimp scallops and then a featured either fillet or steak fish. So, you know, a mixed grill, all those things are possible. But, you know, something that if you wanted to incorporate several fish on a plate, a lobster-wrapped scallop, get a nice, you know, fairly large dry sea scallop and wrap it with half a lobster tail, put a nice skewer or toothpick through it, and that could be broiled, it could be grilled, could be done in the pan. We've done them both grilled and broiled. Again, you could set these up, hard part is purchasing, but cooking them doesn't take that long. So if you had a lobster-wrapped scallop, let's say, and then a stuffed shrimp with some crab meat, have your favorite crab cake filling, whether you make it or if you want to buy it, but very easy to make. Get some large shrimp and split them, butterfly them, and put a little a portion of crab in there. So there you've got four fish right there covered, or four seafoods covered. So everybody get a lobster up scallop, a stuffed shrimp, and then a baked fish fillet. If you didn't want crab stuffed shrimp, you could do a fish fillet with some. We like crab meat casino. Make it like you make clams casino, a little chopped bacon and peppers and breadcrumbs, butter, garlic, and into that we'll fold some crab meat and put it on top of, I did some this weekend with John Dory filet, very nice firm filet if you can find it, a good alternative to, everybody likes, of course, flounder or filet of sole. Dory, if you find it, very nice fish, but you could use haddock would be good if you're from central New York like I am. Haddock is the popular fish up there with that little topping. So you could take get a taste of that expensive ingredient. Crab meat's expensive. If you're chopping it into a filling, of course, you don't need to have the big jumbo or super lump. You could do the regular lump crab or even back fin if you like. You're still going to get good flavor. But you could have combination like that, you know, cover four or five fish right off the bat in one platter. I think if you're starting the meal, something nice, if you're serving a pasta, you wouldn't probably serve a soup beforehand. Soup and pasta are considered the same course, at least in Italy. If you're having a platter, though, an oyster stew, very easy to make. You have buy the shucked oysters. It's basically recipes will call for whole milk or light cream. We like to do the heavy cream. The oyster liquor should go in there. That's going to thin it out a little bit. But basically, you're flavoring some white cream or heavy cream. You could put a little onion and celery in that and simmer it a little bit. Let it steep. I wouldn't let it cook down too far. And then strain it, of course, or if you like just even a little celery salt, Worcestershire sauce goes in there, maybe a little cayenne. But you're relying on the oysters and the oyster liquor to give it the flavor. And some places will serve like a little pat of butter on top, shake a little paprika on it. And good fresh paprika, remember, does have a good flavor to it. We use smoked paprika a lot, even in our German fried potatoes, put it in chili, that nice little smoke flavor is a nice touch there. And a smoke flavor would go well with oysters. But an oyster stew and then a nice platter like that, and you'd have, you know, five or six, seven varieties covered right there for a nice meal. And again, the oyster stew, it's not like you're making a chicken soup where you've got to boil bones. It's you've got that reduced cream flavored. And what we do, you could buy the shucked oysters, perfectly good product, strain the liquor, the juice out, and let that cook in with your cream. And then when you're ready to serve, it's basically just kind of scalding that seasoned cream. And the oysters go in there, and just as they start, the edges start to curl, they're done. You barely, you wouldn't even really want to bring it to a full boil. You just want to do a light poach. You want to keep the oysters tender. Pan roasts are always nice. Bookbinders in Philadelphia is famous for that. They had little steam kettles that they had right out in the dining room. And, you know, you would do scallop soup if you're not serving with the main course. Same could be handled the same way. They take very little cooking. You could do it with mussels. You could do it with crab, anything like that. But either the stew, a pan roast, probably a little more seasoned. Sure, the original recipe's out there, but basically, it's very light sauce, and poach the seafood in it. Very quick to do, and you've got to serve that with some nice biscuits or crackers, and you got a winner. Good, elegant, easy soup to do before a main dish. Although for me, a little snack beforehand, if I wasn't doing a soup, I would think I would even go with smoked fish. And the smoked salmon would come to mind, obviously, and or smoked trout, smoked bluefish, if you like to make kind of a dip or a spread, would be, and that's usually something you can pick up in a deli or in a fish store. Most places will be making their own, so, you know, for a crowd, you get a pound of that and get good crackers. Don't just use regular saltines. You could do flatbreads. Cars are nice because they're not too salty. Or if you want to go old school, I mean, we've done it before at the restaurant. Just get those sleeves of saltines and have at it. Just a nice fish dip or spread. But a little pizzette. Pizzas now, of course, everybody likes them. You can make your own, whether you can go the whole route, make your own dough, but very easily done on a flatbread. A smoked salmon pizzette, actually, you could use a pocketless pita or some kind of thin flat. You want, you know, a flatbread that's already cooked, because you're not going to bake the ingredients on this pizza. You really have to have the pizza shell baked ahead of time. And then you use either your crumb fraiche. I like to use horseradish sour cream with smoked salmon. You spread a little bit of that on the crust, and then you can put your little curls of smoked salmon on there, or if you like them, cut up a little bit in pieces if you like, and then you sprinkle your traditional garnishes. If you like capers, a little minced red onion. If you like the chopped hard-cooked egg, and of course traditionally you would chop the whites and sieve the yolks so they're nice and fluffy and just sprinkle those on. But you could have a nice starter there, a nice little snack food with your smoked fish on a pizza shell. And again, if you are baking your own shell, it would be done ahead of time. If you have something already made, it's just basically toasting it, getting it crispy, and then serving. Got me on my knees, yeah. We've got a break for news here. When we come back, we'll look at some other thoughts that we could do for our Christmas Eve or any Eve Feast of the Seven Fishes, Chef Phil's Table. Trying to give you consolation.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Chief James Comey says it doesn't matter who it is. He wants voters to give President Trump's 2020 opponent a landslide victory to prevent a second term for the president.
All of us should use every breath we have to make sure that the lying stops. January 20th, 2021.
Comey telling an audience in New York City last night that Democrats have to put aside policy differences and nominate the person who has the best chance of defeating Donald Trump. A bit of a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court today for Planned Parenthood, as justices have refused to hear an appeal from two states that have been aiming to prohibit public funding for the organization through Medicaid. Louisiana and Kansas were trying to block people on Medicaid from getting any health services at Planned Parenthood facilities. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill's table here at WHCRDB. So we've got smoked salmon pizza. Good little snacking first course. I would like to do some steamed clams and mussels, Jersey style, with the garlic butter, a little hot pepper in there. White wine. If you like beer, of course you could steam them into beer. But like we like white wine, fresh garlic, parsley, a little. You could use fresh jalapeno in that. You could use pickled or pepperoncinis. The pickled ones, you get that little tang from the vinegar in there, which is always nice. Clams, you would start first. Mussels don't take that long to open, so when the clams start to open, then we put the mussels in. Or you could do them separately if you like. But what you really like is that broth. And we put a good knob of unsalted butter in there. We use unsalted because the clam broth is usually salty enough. We'll use a combination of wine and water. Mainly wine, of course, the alcohol, it starts to boil off at a lower temperature. We like a little bit of water in there, so it kind of gets that boiling point up a little better, so you get some steam. You don't want to boil them. You want just to create steam. You can always add a little more liquid if you need to. But these are good. A big pot of those, again, could go out almost family style. Put a small ladle in there. Everybody has a bowl. You've got plenty of bread for dipping. Or if you wanted to make that into a pasta course, very simple to do. While the clams are steaming, we use, of course, fresh pasta for that, so it only takes a couple of minutes to cook. You could certainly use your dried spaghetti or linguine. I would just start cooking that probably the same time you start steaming the shellfish. So if you wanted to make that into a lighter pasta course, it doesn't have to be a big, big plate of it, but you want something to absorb the broth and the butter, right? Then I think I would follow that. I would have a seafood salad, which, again, some fish markets will make their own. You like it with an olive oil base, a little bit of lemon juice. You don't really need vinegar in it. Traditionally, calamari, the squid, and shrimp would be two things in there. You could have other, if you like octopus, you like conch, you like any other kind of poached fish would go in there. But the calamari and shrimp is pretty traditional. Maybe some scallops if you're not having scallops later. Some little bay scallops could go in there. But basically, with the squid, I like, of course, Most people want just the rings. I like the tentacles also. If you're cooking calamari for a seafood salad, two ways to go about it. Traditional would be braising it. Start with your olive oil and a little bit of onion and garlic. And we'll put the squid in there. It's going to throw off a lot of liquid. We use a little bit of white wine, but you don't need the squid will throw off a fair amount of liquid. Now, if you're cooking calamari, one way to do it is to just blanch it, which we've done with ceviches and other dishes before, cold seafood salads. You'll get a nice firm but tender texture out of it. And calamari is one of those, you either cook it for about a minute or you've got to cook it for 20 minutes to get it tender again. Once you've got it where it's a little chewy, if it's overcooked, then you can simply, traditionally would be braised for a while. It will get tender. It won't have that little nice snap of the par-cooked calamari, but certainly have plenty of flavor. So, you know, use it for the salad. Cook it for a longer time. The shrimp, probably with this, you use a smaller shrimp. Shrimp don't take long to cook, so those would go in towards the end. Or if once your calamari is done, you could drain off the liquid and cook the shrimp in that. Or you could poach the shrimp separately, whatever you like. But I would save the cooking liquid from the calamari. Of course, that flavored oil is going to help with your dressing. Now, dressing for this, typically we would slice some celery in there, although fennel or anise would be a nice little twist on that. And definitely some roasted peppers. We're not looking for tomatoes this time of year. Roasted peppers are always available in the jar, and we get very good ones now. So those would definitely complement the seafood. A little bit of lemon juice, and then, of course, your fresh parsley, basil, mint, would go well in there. But your fresh herbs, if you like oregano, put some in. But this salad would be better made at least a couple of hours before. Could be made the day before and refrigerated. The ideal thing would be, an hour or two before and just let it come to room temperature, not have it ice cold. If you are making it ahead and chilling it down, I would recommend, especially if you're going to consume it all, you don't want it sitting out too many hours at room temperature, but I would bring it up to at least an hour out of the fridge, take the hard chill off of it. The flavors will be better. Any cold food, if it's not ice cold, except for ice cream. That's got to be ice cold. So we have a little snack food. We have our pasta course, salad course, and then simply for a main course, that would be where you have your roasted fish. You could put that, like I suggested before, baked fish, that little crab casino on it, or something, a stuffed lobster tail, or bake roasted bronzino if you want to go traditional Mediterranean. A main course, a nice stuffed roast fish wouldn't be a bad idea. Take a little bit longer than doing fillets, but depending on, a nice side of salmon. People like salmon. Salmon's very easy to find a nice fillet and roast it off. Now, if you're doing this, you could do courses. A buffet is probably the best way. I don't know. I like, if you're getting variety like this, it would be really neat if you have people coming over, or even if you're doing it, you could do two or three. I'd have at least three cold dishes, or room temperature dishes, or something that could be either assembled at the last minute or made ahead. And so your last-minute cooking, because Christmas Eve, let's face it, it's busy. A lot of people are trimming the tree, and you're doing your last-minute wrapping. Some people, might go to a evening or nighttime service. So you want to take, some of the stress. You don't want to have, you're cooking a lot of sides. I mean, obviously with this you might want a little bit of salad. You might want a vegetable. But you wouldn't be going crazy with like you will be for dinner with three or four different side dishes. And these, again, you're not worried about making a lot of heavy sauces and not sticking with one cuisine might be easy, too. Like I said, you know, you could, if you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be just Italian. It could be a combination. I would think, for me, I've served sushi on Christmas as part of a buffet. I like to put out several items, and I'll usually have something with crab, some shrimp. I've done either sushi or tataki, tuna poke, but at least three or four types of shellfish. When you go into any restaurant, even a steakhouse, think of the grand seafood tower or seafood plateau. Many of them offer as part of the raw bar. You know, you see the clams and oysters and shrimp list, but then you get this big iced tower, which, again, if you have a group, really kind of cool. But you'll have on there, of course, the raw shucked clams and oysters. There would always be shrimp. Usually there's a poached mussel dish on there. There's some crab meat or maybe a chilled lobster. But you're getting five, six, sometimes seven varieties just on something like that. And, you know, they're a little bit of money. If you're eating the shellfish, of course, that's where you'll end up spending a little more. If you go more traditional, some of the underutilized species, and either braise them or poach them, dress them, you can make certainly some nice cold dishes out of that. What about fish tacos? You could have even a variety. Have a little taco bar if that's casual. You could have fried shrimp, some kind of fried fish. You could have something grilled. You could have something Cajun, something already poached and dressed to fill tacos with. Have corn or flour or both. Tortillas and then all your condiments there could be something as simple as that for your seven fishes, or have that for part of the meal and then have a main dish up, you know, either a pasta or a rice dish. I mean, a paella with seafood in it, could get several varieties in there. Cook the fish with the rice. Elaborate preparation that I've only done couple of times in my career, the capon magro. It's an Italian, old Italian dish, and it's several kinds of poached seafood and some cooked vegetables with a green sauce. There's a mayonnaise dressing to bind the vegetables. You have the little biscotti, with not sweet ones, but biscuits. You actually let them dry out, and those are soaked in red wine vinegar is the base of it, but there's these layers of basically kind of a vegetables in kind of a mayonnaise dressing and the poached seafood, and it's stacked up in layers with the layer of veggie. You've got cauliflower and you know, some of the root vegetables. Good, it's a good winter dish, but ends up being a big, literally a like a mountain of vegetables and seafood, and then you have a green sauce that you can drizzle over top or serve on the side. Usually it's capped off with a cooked lobster, but that's another one that's kind of everybody around the table and all digging in. Having a BYO feast wouldn't be bad if people are coming over and say, hey, can you bring this? You know, you could assign dishes to people, at least the cold food, coming in already done, and then you turn your oven on, or if you are frying something, I mean, traditionally, say a fish fry or a frito misto would be similar. Several varieties, tempura, again, across all cultures, we could vary the seafood, but also the technique, and then, of course, the sauces would reflect which direction you're taking it in. So Again, you know, I like the Italian. It's traditional. But in thinking about this, we can really be pretty creative and have a good variety out there to satisfy our tastes. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at Sheffield's table here. So, Christmas Eve, like I said, try it out, or any time you feel like it, if you're in the mood for seafood. Try a Feast of the Seven Fishes party, or gathering, or have five. They have several. Fish is always good. Now, the next day, of course, Christmas Day. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, most people are off except for essential services. And it usually, you know, means a meal. I think more and more you see some restaurants open. It used to be that, at least in Manhattan, the only option you had was Chinese takeout. Hotels, of course, we always were open. I worked up in Lake Placid, Winter Resort, obviously. Full house. For the holidays, people like to ski. They would go away. Of course, schools are out, so families would come that really like to ski and stay the whole week. They would have Christmas away from home. So we had to recreate kind of that Christmas feeling, right? Decorated, of course, it was a colonial inn, so not a stretch for us. The fireplace in the lobby, and we'd have the hot chocolate and cookies at 4 o'clock, you know, people coming back from the slopes, and extra, you know, staff. We had to actually put out, you know, we were doing a little bit extra effort to make people feel at home. We'd always do a buffet on that day, kind of relieved a little bit of pressure back in the kitchen. Also good for the guests instead of getting, you know, kind of more like being at home. You have a, you know, have a couple of roasts out there and have an array of desserts and salads. So give people a nice choice on things. So, you know, it's tough. I know we're closed at Jake's. Most places will be closed. Some, you know, places may be open later on in the day. People are traveling. You know, they have to go now with the extended families and mixed families. A lot of people are on the road Christmas Day. You've got to go to two or three households sometimes. And this is where the Christmas meal can be a little bit challenging. It's not Thanksgiving. Of course, everybody's showing up at the same time. You may have people throughout the day, different coming in and out. So, I mean, what I like to, again, for me, for my family, I do it buffet style. I have the holding equipment, so whatever roast I do, I make sure I engineer the menu with things that can stand the heat or that can that taste good at chilled room temperature. You know, so I'll do, and again, I'll, you know, kind of go, that wasn't traditional in my family, but I will always have a, I'll have a lasagna, or you know, you could do your favorite baked pastas. Lasagna is great because you can make it ahead and it's warmed up. Once it's baked, it, you can keep it warm, and it holds up well. And your I use slow cookers for my chafers, so I can adjust the temperature. They're all thermostat controls, so they're large rectangles. So you can put a good sized pan in there. Don't need a water bath, and you can get the temperature right where you need it. It's not all either hot or too hot. You can cook in them if you have to. I did cook dinner in the one time when Christmas, my oven failed to work that morning, so I had to cook everything on the tabletop. But your roast, if, you know, the rib, which we'll talk about next week, but, you know, it's, you want something, if you're doing a roast, something that'll hold up. Pork, of course, worked for us. We've done that a few times. Pork roast, nice and tender, pork loin. You can have it sliced, and I always present that on some roasted vegetables with some of the cooking juices. I always make a soup. Soup is great. Again, you have your warmer there. You can always hold soup for a couple of hours if you have to. Again, if you've got people coming in and out, or if you know, it's again something could be made ahead. You can, or if you know you're having, say, an early dinner, and then people are coming by later on, you can always reheat. It's works out. You want food like that. Some people even do a nice braised beef, a bourguignon, or something like that that actually benefits from a long holding time. Yeah, Christmas doesn't seem to get the attention that Thanksgiving does. You know, if everybody, you know, it's a month ahead on Thanksgiving trying to the turkey, and what am I going to do about this? And then Christmas dinner, you know, it's you're probably cooking for almost the same number of people, and you're jamming it in with you know, opening the presents and people coming and going. So you want to take the stress off. But I guess the difference is you don't have the, you know, the tons and tons of desserts that you would on Thanksgiving's always cool for all the different pies and sweet things, right? And the side dishes. We like all the different vegetables. It's a fall harvest type thing. You know, by Christmas now, you kind of settle in. I'll do, obviously, some potato puree. Roasted root vegetables, they seem to hold up the best. And roots, you know, whether you can roast them in the oven right along with your roast, or you can make purees, very very flexible that way for your dinner. And then I try to have, you know, again, things that like the antipasti. It might go a little heavy protein, but I've done basically frittata or tortilla, an egg dish. Those can be done room temperature. We'll have some cured meats. Always have, find some fruits. I always try to find a good melon. There's grapes. Something to serve along with that. Cheese platter, okay. You don't want to load up too much on all the fats and proteins. My favorite is use a chèvre or goat cheese on a little, like a bruschetta crouton. A little crostini, a chopped tomato and basil, a little bit of goat cheese, and that seems to work out well. But some snacky food. So if people are, if they want to dig right in and have something hearty, that's fine. But if you're busy or otherwise occupied, you want things also that don't take a lot of utensils. That's what especially entertaining. If you're in a small place, as we've been, in an apartment or a condo, or you're having extra people, you don't have a big enough table, you want things that like you would serve at a cocktail party. Things that don't need a big steak knife to cut. Things that can be easily handled. Not a lot of messy sauces. Not a lot of waste. Garbage. We always locate tray tables around if that's what you need to do. If everybody can't sit at the same table, and make it a little more casual. Yes, you'll be dining kind of together, but it's more about casual dining and conversation than about sitting down to a 2-hour feast. So next week, well, we'll look at, again, buying the roast, deciding what to serve for Christmas, and then we might be off for a couple of weeks with the Monday, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve holiday. But, we've got New Year's Eve coming up, all kinds of things coming up. So stay tuned to Chef Bill every week or in the archives, and we'll get you through it. Talk to you later.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a powerful wintry storm, the governor of North Carolina says
the combination of heavy wet snow, ice, and gusty winds led to more than 144,000 households without power still.
Governor Roy Cooper saying at least that's down from the over 250,000 people without power earlier today in his state. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled across the United States because of the storm, which has brought about 2 feet of snow to parts of Virginia, the Carolinas, and at least 18 inches in spots in Tennessee and Texas. Another rough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check was down over 400 points. Banks in the tech sector leading declines. The U.S. Supreme Court's refusing to hear appeals from the states of Louisiana and Kansas, which were hoping to cut public funding for Planned Parenthood through Medicaid. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com.
New details emerge about what happened to a U.S. resident and Washington Post journalist who died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of